details. Pilipinas Mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar,
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living, and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Kailangang umalis upang makita ang katuparan. Sa iba't ibang tanik ng mundo'y nagtungo baunay pag-ibig mula sa mahal mong naiwanan. Huwag baka sakaling matupad ang iyong hangarin. Sa iyong pagsisikap, naganap ang iyong pangarap.
Pilipinas Mabuhay and Ito si Tita Miriam. I'm thanking all our faithful listeners on tuning in to this station, 104.6 Planet FM, every Saturday night from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Tito Oscar.
Maayong gabi sa tanan at tumakaigalaan din sa kahanginan din sa Auckland, New Zealand. Sa North and South Island, ang atong mga kaigsuunan. Maayong hapon sa tinyo, sa inyong tanan. Dinhi sa 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay Program. Tita Miriam.
And of course, sa lahat nating mga kapamilyang Pinoy. At Tito Oscar, sa North, sa South, sa Central, sa East and West. Auckland and all over New Zealand for that matter. And of course, sa lahat nating mga Pinoy, including our families from overseas, lalo na sa ating mahal na Pilipinas, Tito Oscar, ang galing ng Pinoy.
Oh, di na mga kwan lalis. Grabe kayong Pilipino all over the world. You have to sa Alaska, the United States of America, hantud kung nag-ingon nila sa NASA, makita niyo ang Pilipino sikat. Ang galing ng Pinoy.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Ngayong Kapaskuhan, pag-alala sa inyong mga pamilya ay napakadali sa Western Union. Sa mahigit na 145 years ng money transfer services, ang Western Union ay mabilis at maaasahang paraan ng pagpapadala ngayon sa inyong mga mahal sa buhay. Dahil sa mahigit na 300 agents sa buong kapuluan, pagpapadala ng pera ay siguradong makakatulong sa kanilang pagdiriwang. Ito ang pinakamabuting paraan ng pagpapadala ng pera. Ito ang Western Union. Network data as at 30 September 2017. See in store for details.
Saysay ng aking paglalakbay, kundi sa iyo ang mundo ay mabigay. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay, handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Birthday binyag, Pasko ang dumaan, aking iniyakan dahil di napuntahan. Ngunit ramdam ko dito sa aking puso na sa bawat okasyon ay kasama rin ako. Sa aking dala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Ito ako, nasa bayang tayuhan, kumakayod ng lumos. Kalungkutan ko ay tinitiis na lang, alang-alang sa'yo para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay, handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Malayo man tayo, magkayakap sa aking panala, kayo'y aking kapiling. Sa aking padala, kayo'y aking kapiling.
Santo Niño, Pit Señor. Jesus is God's perfect, indescribable gift. The amazing thing is that not only are we able to receive this gift, but we are able to share it with others on Christmas and every other day of the year. As we celebrate Advent and Christmas this year, we look forward to the 10 days Thanksgiving celebrations, honoring the Holy Child Jesus, our beloved Señor Santo Niño, in January of 2018. We offer thanksgiving for our life lived well in the year and look forward to our journey with the Lord in the coming year. We will never know what lies ahead of us, but following the example of the Holy Child Jesus, Señor Santo Niño, Let us put our trust and confidence in Him as we walk life's journey with Him. There will always be life's uncertainties. But Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." The devotees of Señor Santo Niño invite each and every one to join in the 9 days Novena Masses for the Holy Child Jesus, Señor Santo Niño, from January 12 to January 20, 2018 at St. Patrick's Cathedral to start from 6:45 p.m. Car parking is available at two sites, Wilson's Old Farmers Car Park on Albert Street for $4 and Wilson's Car Park on Durham Lane for $2. These parking are available after 6:30 p.m. Fiesta celebrations on Sunday, 21st of January 2018 at the North Shore Events Center. Procession at 10 a.m., followed by Mass at 11 a.m. to be celebrated by our very own Bishop Patrick Dunn, and cultural presentations will open from 1:30 p.m. So, watch the very exciting Sinulog New Zealand celebrations and cultural performances. Guess who will be the next Sinulog New Zealand Festival Queen for 2018? We would also like to tap on Filipino ingenuity and invite those who want to join the Sinulog New Zealand Lantern Making Contest. Create your special design using recyclable materials. Expand your imagination and showcase your talent. Big prizes are at stake here. For more information, visit the website www.santo-nino.org or search the Facebook Sinulog New Zealand or call Tito Oscar 027-570-1139 or Tita Miriam 0274-875-428. Viva Señor Santo Niño! Pit Señor! Magsinulog tayo in 2018.
Baboy, pitong berdeng unan, anim na sopa,
limang pulang lobo, apat na pakong, tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payo, at isang basketball na bago.
Ikasyam na araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko. Siyam na case ng beer,
walong lechong baboy,
pitong berdeng unan, anim na sopa,
limang pulang lobo, bago pa,
apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payong at isang basketball na bago.
Ikasampung araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko. Sampung inaanak,
siyam na case ng beer,
walong lechong baboy,
pitong berding una,
anim na sopa,
limang pulang lobo.
Yes, yes, yo!
Apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payong at isang basketball na bago.
Ikalabing isang araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko.
Labing isang tuta,
sampung inaanak,
siyam na case ng beer,
walong lechong baboy,
pitong perding una,
anim na sopa,
limang pulang lobo.
Bayan,
apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payong at isang basketball na bago.
Kalabing dalawang araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko.
Labing dalawang parol,
labing isang tuta,
sampung inaanak,
at siyam na case ng beer,
walong lechong baboy,
pitong berdeng una,
anim na sopa,
limang pulang lobo.
Ay, apat na lang.
Apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payo at isang basketball na bago.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Ngayong Kapaskuhan, pag-alala sa inyong mga pamilya ay napakadali sa Western Union. Sa mahigit na 145 years ng money transfer services, ang Western Union ay mabilis at maasahang paraan ng pagpapadala ngayon sa inyong mga mahal sa buhay. Dahil sa mahigit na 300 agents sa buong kapuluan, pagpapadala ng pera ay siguradong makakatulong sa kanilang pagdiriwang. Ito ang pinakamabuting paraan ng pagpapadala ng pera. Ito ang Western Union. Network data as at 30 September 2017. See in store for details.
The magic of Christmas is not in the presents, but in His presence. Jesus is the gift that perfectly fits the heart, the size of every heart. Presence is more important than presents. Christmas is supposed to be the time of peace and goodwill. But when we visit local shopping centers, I think it was more like a time of frantic activity and stress. The places are absolutely heaving with people. There are a certain tension in the air. People seem to be under pressure and likely to lose their temper and snap at each other at times. We know why everyone is stressed. Everyone there shopping for presents, the latest mobile device, the latest fashion, the latest games, the latest whatever. And we're under pressure to get all those presents for our friends and family and do it quickly and without spending our whole year's salary in the process. Did you notice what is happening to us? By being so focused on buying presents like toys, goodies, and other stuff, we become an unpleasant presence. We are no fun to be with, because we are stressed and annoyed and short-tempered. But why do we do this to ourselves? We are the most wealthy, healthy, comfortable generation of human beings that has ever existed in history. Why do we stress ourselves out buying more and more material stuff? Stuff that we know will very quickly end up in the trash bin. Surely, it's more important this Christmas to be present to each other, to visit our friends and family, and make it not just a token effort. Yay, hi, Merry Christmas. Okay, I've done my duty now. Bye. But to actually spend time with them and pay attention to them so that they know we are not with them just because of tradition, nor out of duty and obligation, but because we really, genuinely care about them. Jesus is God's presence with us. And this is what God did on that very first Christmas. That is why it says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Texas. Pete Senor.
Viva Pete Senor.
Pete Senor.
Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor. The devotees of Señor Santo Niño invite each and everyone to join in the 9 days Novena Masses for the Holy Child Jesus, Señor Santo Niño, from January 12 to January 20, 2018 at St. Patrick's Cathedral from 6:45 p.m. every night for the whole 9 days. Car parking is available after 6:30 p.m. on two sides, Wilson's Old Farmers Car Park on Albert Street for $4 and Wilson's Car Park on Durham Lane for $2. Fiesta celebrations on the Sunday, 21st of January, 2018. So just that is January 21, 2018 at the North Shore Events Center. Watch the very exciting Sinulog New Zealand celebrations and cultural performances. See all the details from our website www.santo-nino.org or search the Facebook Sinulog New Zealand. Watch the very exciting Sinulog New Zealand celebrations and cultural performances. Guess who will be the next Sinulog New Zealand Festival Queen for 2018. And show your ingenuity. Be a real Filipino with very excellent skills in designing. Choose a design using recyclable materials to make your lantern and expand your imagination and showcase your talent. Join the Sinulog New Zealand Lantern Making Contest. So once again, www.santo-nino.org. And of course, if you want to participate in any of the activities in preparation for the 9 days Novena Fiesta celebrations, please do give us a call, Tito Oscar, on 027-570-1139 or Tita Miriam, 0274-875-428. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor. A time for remembering the events that transpired in our life, looking back to the happenings in our surroundings, happenings in the world, and hoping for the future. It is a time for reminiscing and looking forward, a time to build wonderful memories, a time to catch up and have fun with family and friends. Let us take time to slow down and enjoy the simple things that make us appreciate the love in our lives we can often take for granted. Let us be present to them. And talking about presence, the magic of Christmas is not in the presence, but in Jesus' presence. Yes, the real presence. I'd like to share with you about this story on a good soldier. It's called a biblical deck of cards. Once upon a time, a group of soldiers were playing cards. After heavy fighting, a soldier returned to camp. The next day, being Sunday, the chaplain had set up church service. The men were asked to take out their Bibles or prayer books. The chaplain noticed one soldier looking at his deck of cards. After the service, he was taken by the chaplain to see the major. The chaplain explained to the major what he had seen. The major told the young soldier he would be punished if he could not explain himself. The young soldier told the major that during the battle, he neither had a Bible nor a prayer book, so he would use his deck of cards and explained, "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it tells me that there is one God and no other. When I look at the card with number 2 on it, it reminds me that there are two parts of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And when I look at the card with number 3 on it, it tells me of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The number 4 card reminds me of the 4 Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the number 5 card, it reminds me of the 5 unwise virgins who were lost, and that 5 were saved. Number 6 card makes me mindful that God created the earth in just 6 days, and God said that it was good. When I see card number 7, it reminds me that God rested on the 7th day. But as I look at number 8 card, it reminds me that God destroyed all human life by water, except for 8 people, Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their 3 sons' wives. When I see card number 9, I think of the 9 lepers that God healed. There were 10 lepers in all, but only one stopped to thank the Lord. The number 10 card reminds me of the 10 commandments carved in stone by the hand of God. The card Jack makes me remember the Prince of Darkness. Like a roaring lion, he devours those that he can. But when I look at the Queen card, I see the church, which is the bride of Jesus. As I look at the last card, the King, it reminds me that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There are 365 spots in a deck of cards, and that is the number of days in each year. There are 52 cards to a deck, and that is the number of weeks in a year. There are 12 picture cards, and that is the number of months in a year. There are 4 different suits in a deck, and that is the number of seasons in a year. And so the young soldier then said to the major, "You see, sir, my intentions were honorable. My deck of cards serves as my Bible, my prayer book, and my almanac. Most importantly, my deck of cards reminds me that I need Jesus 365 days a year, 52 weeks a year, 12 months a year, and that I should always pray for others. May you never look at the deck of cards the same way again. I know I never will."
gamay. Hatagan unta kami luna diha sa dughan mo. Hari nga gamhanan, hari sa tanan, walay tupong ang pagmahal na giha.
Before we finish off our program for tonight, here are some thoughts to live by that we'd like to share with you. Education for life. If you give a man a fish, he will eat once. If you teach a man to fish, he will eat for the rest of his life. If you are thinking a year ahead, sow seed. If you are thinking 10 years ahead, plant a tree. If you are thinking 100 years ahead, educate the people. By sowing seed, you will harvest much. By planting a tree, you will harvest tenfold. But by educating the people, you will harvest 100-fold. And some thoughts on civic duty. Oftentimes you are caught unaware, caught off guard. We think that we need to do something, but we also have our uncertainties, our apprehensions. I'd like to share this story of a king who placed a heavy stone in the middle of the road and then hid and watched to see who would remove it. All kinds of people came up to it and worked their way around it. Some loudly blamed the king for not keeping the roads clean, but all of them dodged their way, their duty of getting the stone out of the way. At last, a poor peasant came along. He was carrying vegetables to town for sale. He came up to the stone, took a good look at it. He laid down his load of vegetables with his shoulders, rolled the stone into the side. When he came back, he found a purse full of money, which had laid right under the stone. He opened the purse and found it full of gold pieces and a note from the king, which said that the money was for the one who would remove the stone. So, if you are prompted to do something, would you just look at a stone or push it aside? Oscar, I'd like to thank everyone who joined the Santo Niño, Sinulog, New Zealand community outreach program today at the Edmund Hillary Retirement Village. Special thanks to all to the team of the Santorini Sinulog Outreach Program. Special thanks to the Voice of God Catholic Charismatic Renewal Family Choir. Some very special thanks to Joy and Boboy Caballero, to our young performers, Isabella Caballero, Ayona Repiso, and Ria Raj. Also to two other young boy performers, Benjamin and Joshua Magallion. A special thanks to Christy Magallion for bringing them over, and their dad. Also, very special thanks to Alex T. and Eloise Gantuanco for going out of their way to support the Santo Niño Sinulog New Zealand Community Outreach Program. And of course, to everyone who prayed for us, to Chichi Abadingo and Ate Carmen Bugas, who were there to give us their kind support, and everyone who offered prayers for the success of another success of this outreach program. Very special thanks to each and everyone. Be assured that we will keep you in our hearts, in our prayers, during this lovely season of Christmas. It was a joy to be able to spend time with our brothers and sisters at the Edmund Hillary Retirement Village. Viva Señor Santo Niño! Pit Señor! So, Tito Oscar, I think we are nearly finishing the end of our show. We ask you to be with us again next Saturday here on 104.6 Planet FM for our Christmas programs from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. So once again, this is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas mabuhay!
Yes, we assure you of our love and prayers. Do keep us in your prayers too. Take good care in all your travels during this festive season. And be sure to spend time with family. Give them all your love. This is a very special time of the year. And do give time to call family overseas too. So, Merry Christmas to each and everyone.
Maayong gabi sa tanan nato mga kaigsoonan sa kahanginan. Kini si Oscar, Tito Oscar, o si Tita Mira. Magsay sa inyo,
Pilipinas.
Pilipinas mabuhay. Maayong gabi. Miriam, ang Pilipino, ang galing.